Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Dope. Sure, living in the hood is hard, being a geek is hard, and being smart around those not-so-smart, well, that's hard too. But things get really hard for Malcolm when he decides he's gonna go party with the wrong people.
You go to high school in Inglewood. You think you're gonna get into Harvard?
I'm from a poor, crime-filled neighborhood, raised by a single mother, don't know my dad, blah, blah.
It's cliche.
It is time we started expanding our horizons.
We're not going to a drug dealer's birthday party.
So I think this movie was really hoping to be on the edge, clever, funny, groundbreaking, so to speak, cunning even, ingenious, entertaining, culturally relevant, taking it to where no one else has gone before, a movie to forever change the fabric of that thing we call life. But really, it was dope. Or more accurately, over the top, clumsy, tedious, oh so mundane, lacked originality, unimaginative, sluggishly boring, out of touch, taking us to a place we're not interested in and didn't want to go. It definitely did nothing to inspire, enlighten, or motivate anyone to do anything at any time for any reason. It was just plain stupid. But hey, if that's your thing, then this is for you. But for me, on our movie night traffic light, dope is a red light. Now into something that might be a little more realistic, it's Inside Out. As a kid, things are so challenging enough as it is, but Riley has it extra hard when she and her family move to San Francisco, and those so-called experts inside her head mess everything up, and they have to find a way to fix everything before it's too late.
Riley, how was the first day of school?
Fine, I guess.
Did you guys pick up on that?
She did.
Something's wrong.
We're Riley's emotions.
What happened?
Sadness.
She did something to the memory.
Is everything okay?
I don't know.
What do we do now?
You can't focus on what's going wrong. There's always a way to turn things around.
Now, at first glance, this seems like a really cute idea for a movie. After all, it gives Disney the chance to create all sorts of new characters who go on lots of adventures in places that could only exist in the imagination and fill the screen with lots of color candy and clowns. But then, after careful consideration, is it really a good idea to tell kids it's okay to have voices in their heads and that kids are in no way responsible for their own actions? After all, it's the voices that made them do it, you know? And that there's no such thing as free will and original thought, it's the voices that do all the thinking, and that anything and anyone you ever cared about can be deleted from your memory forever. By those pesky voices. The kids will love it, but the message and the boredom outweigh the goodness in this one for me. So in our movie night traffic light, Inside Out is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.